His name is Mark Ballard, and he is in the studio with me right now. Mark, I want to welcome you to Proclaim FM. Thank you for being here.
Robin, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Now, were you raised here in the Toledo area?
No. What brought me here actually was my daughter who lives here in Toledo.
Okay.
And it was
where are you from?
I actually was born and raised in Iowa, and then I lived for about 30 years in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay.
And then I was actually down in North Carolina trying to retire on the coast.
Okay.
And missing my daughter.
Why not?
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Be on the East Coast.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
But you're chasing
all the things that life said I should be doing.
Okay. There you go. So who brought you back here again?
My daughter and granddaughter. It was really, you know, during the pandemic, my daughter was struggling with trying to homeschool my granddaughter.
Mm.
But the Lord really used that to really pull me here and to really give me an opportunity to really just come to know Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as you were you raised in a Christian home?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
And so did you fall in love? Were you married?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So, and for how long were you married?
Early on. So from age 20 to 30.
Okay.
You know, so unfortunately didn't work. I had a situation with my wife where, you know, we didn't see eye to eye on scriptural things, in fact, and biblical things. So as
really?
A result, yes. And,
okay.
And you know, the enemy was using a lot of things in my life. And he used a situation where, you know, as another man. And so I left.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So we're touching on a sensitive subject here this afternoon. I want to give you fair warning. And I have mentioned this quite a few times because, you know, there might be some children listening right now. And you might not want your child to hear some of the things that Mark will share. But you were in the gay lifestyle for how long then?
30 years.
30. That's a long time.
Yes. But it's amazing, you know, how God was calling me all during that time.
Really?
To get out of it. And, you know, there would be moments and opportunities for that, but somehow, you know, I just would stay. I kept staying.
Right.
And even to a point of going to a gay-affirming church.
Okay. He's making a face. Like, can you believe that?
Yes.
All right, so you were married for
10 years.
10 years. Mm-hmm. And while you were married, did you start to feel a shift?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did she sense that? Was that part of the struggle that you guys had?
Okay. Yeah, indeed. And you know, looking back, it was just it's all the flesh. You know, it was the flesh, the flesh, the flesh. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Well, we understand that, but there are a lot of people who are listening right now who may not even understand what that means.
Yeah.
What is the flesh?
Yes.
You know, what are you talking about? Well, so were you shocked that suddenly you were finding yourself attracted to, to the same gender?
Well, you know, there were times of that early on in my life, and I look back and I see, you know, how the family structure is so critical to the development of an individual, to their social development, to their psychological development, to their sexual development. And when you have come from a broken home, you know, it's just an opening for the enemy.
So you came from a broken home?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, my father was an alcoholic, and so my parents divorced when I was 5, but up to that point, I was afraid of my father, you know, because he was this alcoholic. So, you know, he was a person that was not, you know, conscious and would be, you know, exhibit, you know, strange behaviors and just never had any affection toward me. And I see that as one of the many variables. This whole thing is very, very complex.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But what has happened, the Holy Spirit has definitely helped me to understand the complexity of this, you know, and then what were the things that I was seeking?
Of course, that's after the fact.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
But at the beginning of all this, you didn't know why you were feeling these things.
No, not
right?
at all. All I knew, but it was really just a yearning for, you know, having the affection of, at that point, a man. And it got really, you know, twisted in my brain. And then there was, unfortunately, sexual molestation.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go and we're going to hear a song about how God is big.
Amen.
Because He set you free from
Amen.
All of this.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. It's amazing.
Praise the Lord.
All right. Be careful what you hear. Sensitive subject matter here on 102.3 Proclaim FM. Very happy to have Mark Ballard here in the studio with me, sharing his story, his testimony of how God set him free. Here's Tarion. Yeah, 102.3 Proclaim FM. He certainly is a big God, and he did a great thing for our friend Mark. And if you want to learn more about it, you can go to his website, actually. But also, you can ask questions, and if you'd like to text him and ask questions about being set free from a gay lifestyle, then by all means, just write me right now in the studio at 419-867-8673. More with Mark coming up. There you go. That's Cade Thompson, and we got a good God, don't we, Mark?
Amen.
Mark, you're with me right now. By the way, I love your glasses.
Oh, thank you. Very cool.
Very hip. All right, we've gotten some feedback, and Emily has written, Mark, I'm listening right now, and I'm so proud of you, she says. God is shining through you and changing lives and hearts right now.
Oh, praise God.
Mark, we're living in a world where this lifestyle is being, it's not just recognized, it's almost being
celebrated.
Celebrated. Yeah, where it's almost like you're weird if you don't, and or you're really weird if you don't accept it as being normal or good behavior. And if you had told anybody this, let's say 30 years ago, that this would
happen. Absolutely not.
You know, forget it. So I want to share something with you, because you mentioned something at the very end of our first little segment there that you had experienced. Now, this is for, you know, this is a sensitive subject, and we want to give everybody a heads up, but molestation is something that occurred in your life, but you didn't even realize that it had occurred until the Spirit of God literally revealed it to you.
Amen.
Before you share that, let me tell you something. My friend Tom Cole, who I told you about, who had also been set free from a homosexual lifestyle, ended up, you know, getting married and having children. And now they have, I don't know, like six grandchildren or something. It's just amazing. The restoration, I should say, that took place in their life. But I asked him about a child that I knew. And I said, you know, I don't know how else to put this, but it's like I saw in the spirit, the homosexual lifestyle on this child. I mean, before they would even have any tendencies of any kind. And he said that the percentage of men or women who are engaging in this lifestyle, they've been inappropriately touched by somebody at some point in their life.
I believe it.
Maybe even as a baby, as a toddler, and they never expressed it. They didn't even know what it was. But there was something awakened in them.
That's exactly it.
And it's a spirit. And so tell me what happened as you proceed here.
So, I mean, it occurred when I was in second grade.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, you know, it just, it unleashes. And what's was so interesting, the enemy...
Was it a family member?
No, it wasn't.
Oh,
it wasn't.
No. Yeah.
So,
it's terrible no matter how you look at it.
On the way home from school...
Yeah.
You know, and this is shortly after my parents had divorced, so you have to understand there was so much already turmoil in my life, and this was just one more thing. You know, now I look
back. Second grade, you were like, what, all of 8 years old?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Wow.
So.
And you had you blocked it out?
I did. I knew there were other things that I did that were experiences than when I was in junior high and even high school. And I understand now where all that really came from.
Wow.
I mean, it's complex, but there's a path, and the Holy Spirit is so great in showing and laying this out.
Okay.
And it's part of that to just heal it, and it's part of it just to, you know, be able to move on and understand, you know, how the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy.
Did it, now you have one child, do you?
Yes.
Did it sever the relationship with your daughter initially?
In terms of my leaving the, yes, it did.
Well, you not only left, but you left and you embraced a lifestyle very different.
I mean, it was, you know, I just made a, you know, it was a line in the sand, and I just said, I'm going to deny myself, take up my cross, and follow Jesus.
And wait a minute, wait, what do you mean?
You said You mean in terms of, I'm sorry, in terms of when I...
No, when
I came out of the lifestyle.
No, when you stepped into it, full blown.
No. She was just being born. Yeah. So she knew then my partner, you know, all of her years.
And so she thought it was normal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And again, it's another scripture that I looked at. You know, if we make any child, anybody stumble or fall, you know what the scripture says about that.
Oh, so, I do know what the scripture says about that.
You know, and again, everything that I read.
It would be better for them to have a millstone
around their neck.
And thrown into a dark sea or into a deep sea. Yes. Yeah. Right.
Ministry.
Mark Richards. I actually posted it on our Facebook page so people can actually go to it, click on it, and just go ahead and get it.
So the letter is free. And that's what, you know, God laid it on my heart.
It's a long letter?
It is long. It's 17 pages, but it's a quick read. You know, and that's what, because I felt the same thing. Like God was pulling me, and I wanted this to make it accessible, and I didn't want it to be a for-profit thing.
This is Afternoon Drive on 102.3 Proclaim FM. My name is Robin Sullivan. I host the show. Every now and then we have something that comes our way where we just feel like, wow, let's take some time and interview somebody about their testimony. And so Mark has stepped into the studio, and you were highly recommended by JD, your pastor, and all the other gentlemen, those crazy guys.
They're wonderful.
Are they great on the show?
Well, they're great on the show.
Gotcha.
They're just great in real life.
Yeah.
I just love them.
They suggested you to me, and they said, you know what, it would be really great. All right, I have this question that came from one of our sources.
Sure.
And they heard you mention that you had been inappropriately, this is a sensitive subject, just so everyone knows, you'd been inappropriately touched, and you were only in the second grade.
Yes.
It was on your way home from school.
Yes.
And someone wants to know more about that and help to understand, how could that happen? Yeah. You were so young. Yeah.
Well,
were you with other kids?
It was a different era. I was walking home with another classmate, I remember now, very distinctly. I can remember the school in the background, and this was a house that was near the school walking by, and it was a junior high boy that summoned me to the garage. Well, actually, both of us, and, you know, it just inappropriateness happened. Yeah.
To both boys?
I am not recalling the other boy.
Okay.
I think he left, but I just remember there was an inappropriate touching.
Did you feel like you had to succumb to this? Because,
Totally.
I mean, I'm
in second grade. Here's an eighth grader.
Right.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't even know what to think or to feel or what have you. But it was a doorway that was open.
Did you tell your parents about it when you got home?
No, because all that was going on. And at that point, in fact...
You mean your parents were starting to break up around then because of your father's drinking?
They were already broken. It was already. But
okay.
And the other thing that happened is it was at the time my mom was in the hospital with tuberculosis.
Oh, my.
So I had, at that point, an aunt taking care of us and an older sister.
Okay.
So it was, you know, you talk about a broken, broken situation.
Right, so who could you confide in?
No one.
Right.
Absolutely none. And, and if I would have, I would have been met with, well, what did you do, you know?
Right.
Or denial.
Right.
It was that was the way I was raised.
Yes, right, mm-hmm. That it was your fault.
Mm-hmm. Always, if something was your fault.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how did you, you know, contribute? Or you're not telling the truth.
Okay.
Oh, that didn't happen.
So that,
But God, you know, showed me. I just was on my knees, you know, and just tears. You know, Lord, thank you so much for helping me understand. How did I get into this?
How many years later did he show that?
This was while I was, I didn't even remember until I was writing this letter in November.
Of this past year?
Yes.
Wow.
Because I asked the Holy Spirit, help me understand how you get in. How did this all come about?
Oh.
Yeah. You know, praise the Lord.
Isn't God good?
God is so good.
Yeah.
God is so good. And, you know, as a result of all that brokenness, then I went into an acceleration of trying to achieve excellence in everything that I did. And so my life was all about worldly possessions and claiming because I didn't have that growing up.
Right.
So, you know, so it was getting the jobs and the house and the titles and all of those things.
And you got all that and you still weren't happy.
No. I was depressed and anxious for 30 years on medication.
Glory to my God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm delivered, you know, but it's all by the grace of God.
Amen to that.
Amen.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
102.3 Proclaim FM, uplifting and family friendly. We are speaking on a very sensitive topic. Mark Richard Ministry.com is where you should go for more information.
Yes.
Right?
Wonderful. Yes.
All right. So we're getting feedback like crazy.
Oh, wow.
And listen to what this person writes. This is an important thing to talk about.
Yes.
My preteens and I are listening right Praise now God. Through all of this and learning how to love people and in their life and to stand boldly, to stand boldly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
This is, did you have different relationships through the years?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. The last one, was that a more serious one? Was that something that was difficult to walk away? Or
I had different encounters, I should say, but I was with this one gentleman then for 30 years.
For 30 years?
Yes.
That's a long, long time.
Yes.
And did it completely blow his mind when you surrendered your life to Jesus?
Beyond. He went from disbelief
to
anger
to,
you know, the whole process, bargaining, depression.
Right.
Finally acceptance. And
how did you get saved? What happened?
Oh, praise God. Well, what happened was, you know, again, God is so great. And, you know, he had me relocate here so that I could literally have my mind clear. I didn't know anybody.
So you came from
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah. And you moved here because you wanted to help your daughter with her daughter.
Yes.
So your intention was to kind of save the day.
Yeah. Lord used
But God's
it.
Intention
God
was to
it.
Save
yes.
you.
To save me,
okay.
yes. So,
right.
you know, then I had time. I was away from all of the other distractions of life.
Right.
And all of the trying to live life, you know, to the fullest. And so here I am quiet. And on my feed on Facebook, here was a Martin Isles short video.
And do I know who that is? I don't think I know
him. He's an Australian lawmaker and then turned preacher.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was with the Creation Museum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but an amazing, very smart man. But he had these short videos called, I think it was called, And That's the Truth of It. And so he actually started out.
You stumbled upon this?
It came on my feed.
Ah.
Hello, we know where that came from, right?
Yeah, right.
So he was quoting from Matthew 7:21-23, which we know it says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. And of course, it goes on to say that on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons and do many mighty works? And then I will declare to them, depart from me. I never knew you. And I was stopped cold. And I asked the Lord, Lord, will that be me on that day? To which he said, yes.
Wow.
And I felt compelled.
So did you feel as though you were a Christian? You were fine?
Yes.
You were good with God?
Yes. Yes. All of that.
Wow.
But I knew. And so I went right into Matthew and I read that chapter. And then I started at the beginning. And it was as though I've never seen the scripture come so clear in my mind as it did. And God just revealed himself as a judge to me. Jesus did. Because you know what? I made in my mind Jesus as this kind, loving, caring peacemaker. But Jesus is also judge. And it was a loving judge, but it was nonetheless the judge. And all I could see is my life against every scripture. And I mean every single scripture in Matthew. And I saw where I fell short. And I saw my depravity as a human being.
Wow.
Where I thought I was good and everybody else in my life said I was good. Because of the achievements, because of everything.
We change the standard, don't we?
Yeah. So
as a man thinks in his heart.
Heart, so he is. He. Yes, absolutely. And the heart is so deceitful.
Well, above all things, what the word says. Wow.
So I knew, and so I plunged in, and so praise be to God, and he helped me see that I was a sinner, far from Jesus, not with Jesus.
So did you see the Father open up his arms and welcome you home?
Absolutely. And of course, the enemy, though, was right there. With all the what are you going to do? Well, how are you going to do this? But you know what? I was just on that point on my knees. Yeah. And I just said, Jesus, I do what is commanded of me. And that is that I deny myself and I take up my cross and I follow you.
I have a wonderful, precious man, a man of God here in the studio sharing his testimony. It's riveting. On 102.3 Proclaim FM. Ministry.com here in the studio. It's a sensitive subject. We want to make sure that you know that, you're aware of that, even though someone has told us that they are listening with their children right now so that they can learn and grow and understand that, you know, it's not like we're oblivious to this.
Absolutely.
We are surrounded by this subject of homosexuality in our life and in our world today, and it's embraced like it's normal or good or, you know, and obviously
We know it's not.
Right. No. Okay, so listen to this. This is, you're getting so much feedback. It's so wonderful.
To God be the glory.
Yes, to God
That's
be the
it.
Glory.
Not none to me.
So this gentleman writes and says, this is really good. He says, people will perish for a lack of knowledge, and we
Amen.
Can't afford gray lines in a church or in the church.
Amen.
And the answer is Jesus.
Amen.
The
word. Jesus is the word. The answer is get in and read. And that's where, if you'll read my letter, I've put together 120 scriptures that absolutely refute any argument, take down any stronghold, and any lie.
Wow. And that's all in the letter.
It's all in the letter.
Okay.
It's all in the letter. If I wish somebody would have given me that.
Yeah.
Because
there
you go.
Okay, there you go. All right. Yeah. Okay, so he said, we need to be light and salt.
Amen.
Light reveals, salt cleanses.
It does.
Right?
Amen.
Mark is a light in the midst of a dark and perverse world, this man Jay writes.
Amen.
Isn't that true? Okay.
Amen.
Jeff has written to us, and he is encouraging you in a huge way. Actually, he thinks that you should write a book.
Oh, praise God.
So there's that, right? And God bless you guys. You're so wonderful.
Yes.
One more person has also written and said, I'm just so proud of him.
Oh.
How about that?
You know, all I want is that the Father is proud of me.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. You know, to God be the glory. And every day I take up my cross and follow. Every day I deny myself.
That's right.
And every day I just say, Lord, your will be done. Please, please don't let a minute go by. I want to do exactly what you have ordained for me to do.
Right.
Everything. I don't want to miss a minute. If you have me go into a gas station and there's somebody for me to talk to witness to help, may that be. But use me, Lord.
Yeah. It's wonderful that you have such a wonderful, God-fearing pastor.
Yes.
Amen. Who's encouraging you as well.
The church has been so amazing, and they really helped birth all of this.
Yes, they did. It's
Otherwise,
all their fault.
I was just sort of sitting in the pew praising the Lord. JD just pulled me right out and made me give a testimony.
That's awesome. I love it.
And that started it, and of course, Brooke.
More with Mark coming up here on 102.3 Proclaim FM, uplifting and family-friendly.
I heard Shane told you a story that you can't escape your past, that the innocence you lost, there's no way to get it back. But the cross said...
The afternoon drive today, I'm Robin Sullivan here with me, and his name is Mark Richard.
Yes.
MarkRichardMinistry.com. And one person named Brooke wrote and said, what the enemy meant for evil, God uses for the good.
Oh, amen.
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 Another person writes, Mark's testimony is so powerful. He's shedding light on a subject that isn't touched on enough. So many are being encouraged and changed by his words. His boldness in speaking out is amazing. Praise God. We love Mark.
Oh.
And it was Logan who wrote that.
Praise God.
I also want to share this. This is so, this is interesting because we know the world that in which we live is different from what it was years ago and even 5 years ago.
Hard to believe.
Yeah. But this, another Mark wrote in and said, you're touching on a subject that unfortunately I work for a company that they will fire you if you say anything negative about homosexuality. And he writes, I'm a Christian, and I've been listening to you guys for 4 years. Amen. Praise to God, and keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Okay. So before we hear a song by Ann Wilson called Strong, she recognizes that she's only strong when she's really weak. Because that's what the word says, right? When I'm weak, that's when I'm strong, because then I lean on him, right?
Amen.
I have to
ask
you.
May grace abound.
This might be tough, but... how did your family respond to your deliverance and your submitting yourself to the word of God and calling upon the Lord?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been mixed. Yeah, one of my sister that I talked to immediately, you know, about this, and she just was, you know, of the mindset, why in the world would you want to leave what you have? Why would you want to leave Tom? Why would you want to... Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? All the things. This is, you know, this is not the time in your life when you should be doing this. And, you know, talking with her that, but this is really what the Lord wants. This is what the Lord has commanded. This is what I really need to do.
Well, she doesn't know.
Yeah. And it, yeah, no, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, so, you know, it was very, very much about the rituals. And even this, she, you know, was like, she'll have to go ask the priest. You know, ask the priest like what I should do. You know, it's that kind of mentality.
What you should do.
Yeah, sure.
But here you are giving yourself wholeheartedly to the Lord.
Exactly.
So.
But she couldn't understand it. You know, and the Bible speaks of that. You know.
Right. What about others?
A brother that just, you know, said I'll support you. A sister that really doesn't want to talk to me about it. Another family member that, you know, will not have anything to do with me. And just thinks it's the most selfish thing that I could have done.
A selfish thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, very selfish.
Wow.
Praise God for my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Who, you know, has really stood by me and really, you know, just been right there reading the word with me and just holding my hand. But, you know, God gave me two wonderful people here in Toledo right at the beginning when this was happening.
Yeah.
And when, when it was so revealed to me.
Hmm.
And so I just want to give a call out to Brooke and Tammy and... You know, God gave them. They were my angels, and they are my angels. And they stood by me and listened to me. And I was just, you know, in such turmoil about, you know, where do I go and what do I do? And, you know, how is this going to happen? I just, you know, question after question after question, you know, just not knowing. And, of course, you know, they were in their lovely way, you know, we'll be with you. And
just befriending you.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. You know, you can't be by yourself. And then God opens doors. Yeah.
God opens doors, you know. And I told him, I said, I'll live in a tent. I'll live in a room. You know, he did a little bit better than that. But imagine taking 30 years of a life.
Right.
And cutting that in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, not cutting it in half, just changing it, altering it completely.
Well, taking, yes.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Right,
well, hello. Yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, just think about all the worldly encumbrances.
Right.
Praise God.
If you hold on to your life, you lose it.
Amen.
And if you lose your life for my sake and the sake of the gospel, you'll find it.
Amen. Amen.
This is Proclaim FM.
Strong. Try to make them all think I'm strong. Yeah, the face I keep putting on says I ain't tired. But these tear stained eyes ain't lying. Cause hard, nobody told me life could be so hard. A weary soul with a worn out heart that's barely beating. But every time I get that feeling, I hit my knees with my hands held high, saying, dear Lord Jesus, you know I can't do this on my own. I can't do this on my own. Oh. I hit my knees with my hands held high, saying, dear Lord Jesus.
share something with you that came in on our texting feature.
Wow. Praise God.
And it's a gentleman who said that he wanted to know what the website is. Mm-hmm. And then he asked if you counsel people.
Oh, wow.
Because he says, I've struggled for a long time with this. He said, I was molested by a cousin, and I started going to strip clubs, and then I went the other way. Mm-hmm. And so I'm guessing that he is one of many mm-hmm. who are listening right now who are thinking, can I be set free? Amen. And yes. How can I be set free? But you have a solution. Mm-hmm. I want you to share what it is.
And it really is reading the Word.
Right.
You know, really just really committing to it. You know, we have so many distractions today. And I just praise the Lord that He gave me that opportunity, that catalyst to really go into it and really reading it and really comparing your life, you know, how it is that you're living. But, you know, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. it's really about turning it over to Jesus.
Right.
It really is.
Share some of the word that you were sharing with me earlier. That you have in front of you. I think that will literally break strongholds right now.
Yeah, that, you know, it's very clear in the Bible. And I've read it from Genesis to Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very clear to me. There really are so many truths that just come together. And the first is related to the topic, is that there is absolutely no provision for same-sex intimacy or relations, period, end of sentence. And in during this time and turmoil and all of that, and, you know, I reached out to 12 different pastors, six against. But it's amazing how people
say that again.
How people
six
want,
four six against.
And yes, how many people want to revise?
So
what
you
the scripture
went
says.
And literally mm-hmm. said, "Look, this is who I am. This is my lifestyle. Yes. Can you help me?"
Yes.
And they were like, "It's okay."
Yes, yes.
And then others said, "It's not."
Yeah, and
wow.
and that's where the letter has all those refutations. I didn't know God was preparing me, but all the things that people said, "Well, Paul didn't really know." That's not true. And again, read my letter, because Paul knows so much. And at the end of the day,
your
Jesus,
letter is on your website, which is markrichardministry.com.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
So there is no provision. Number two, there are two paths for sexual experiences. That's A, practicing chastity in singleness, or B, upholding fidelity in marriage. That's the plan that God has made for us.
Okay.
You know, and we need to adhere to it.
Okay.
Number three is that sin, we know, it blinds us. Exactly what happens. And we know that the enemy's plan is a three-part playbook: to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Man, I want to tell y'all something, man. Man, I'm not going to let these material things get in my way, y'all. I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
Father God, I am clay in your hands. Help me to stay that way through all life's demands. Cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me. And every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be.
Hallelujah.
Joy in the Morning, the music of Torrin Wells this afternoon here on 102.3 Proclaim FM. We're speaking on a very sensitive topic, and we'll have one more segment with Mark Richard here in the afternoon drive. But I want to tell you about somebody who wrote to us, Mark, and this is what she writes.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I have heard that there are gay churches and with gay pastors.
Mm-hmm. There are.
And they call it Christianity, but mm-hmm. that's not true, she said. She said, it's like Sodom and Gomorrah. And she said, I'm so glad that he, Mark, got out of the lifestyle. And are you ready for this?
Yes.
Tell him, to me, he's a superhero.
Mm. Praise God. Yeah. To God be the glory.
Yeah. So you said that your website is getting all kinds of crazy activity.
Yes.
I mean, not crazy, but good activity.
Good activity.
I mean, lots and lots of activity.
Yes, absolutely.
Just name some of the cities that you're hearing from.
From Dayton, Sylvania, Perrysburg, Oregon, Detroit, Cumming, just all over. People all over are hearing.
So people are listening on iHeartRadio.
People are downloading
because, you know,
the letter.
Yeah. That's
praise God.
That's
there's so
amazing.
Much. There's scripture after scripture in there, all tied together by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You know, making sense of this.
Yeah.
You know, and all the refutations, you know, the what people want to say, but this, and you know who is the father of that? Is the father of lies.
Mm.
Did God really say? And that's what that's what these churches are doing.
Yeah.
Did God really say? Does it really say that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more with Mark coming up. One more segment here on 102.3 Proclaim FM. We're uplifting, we're family friendly here on 102.3 Proclaim FM. It's Afternoon Drive. I'm Robin Sullivan. I host the show. And I've got a special guest. We've been talking about a rather sensitive subject, and this will be the last time that we talk to you tonight.
Okay.
But Mark can be reached by going to his website, which is markrichardministry.com.
Amen.
In the website, or on the website, I should say, is a letter that you have written,
yes.
17 pages long, that explains what God downloaded to you by the power of the Spirit of God.
Amen. And it's really written to people that were in this belief, this twisted belief that I think I'm Christian and I'm gay and, you know, everything's good.
Yeah.
But it so isn't.
Yeah.
And so God just revealed so clearly. The letter is titled In Error to God's Heir.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
I like that.
So I was living in error and now I'm God's heir.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you lost a lot of things.
Yeah, but you know,
gained,
what I gained? Gained my whole...
That's why I played that song, you know, Lose My Soul.
Yes.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world but lose his soul?
Yes.
Yep. So
that's exactly it.
That's letting
go. That was one of the scriptures, again, that just was, you know, and Jesus was standing there saying, my son.
There were several people who were asking, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
When I have someone dear in my life who is in the gay lifestyle, I mean, what can I do?
Yes.
What is the best thing to do?
Yes, you know, and pray. Pray first and foremost, you know, and just ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and love these people, you know, and when that moment, you get the moment to talk truth, you talk truth, you know, that, hey, you know, that this isn't what God had planned for you and that God planned for us long ago before the beginning of the world. He knew us.
Right.
And so he planned. He had a destiny. And this was not it. And the enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy.
But Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and that more abundantly.
Absolutely.
John 10:10.
Praise God.
That's his mission statement.
Yes.
He gives the mission statement of the enemy and himself in one verse.
Yes.
Amazing.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. I call it the playbook.
Okay. Right. All right, so you go to Intersection Church in Oregon.
Yes, and, wonderful place.
Of course,
Bible believing, Bible preaching, you know, wonderful.
I think that's wonderful. All right, so there are some folks who are listening right now. I thought it would just be good if we wrap things up in prayer.
Sure.
Would that be okay with you?
That'd be great.
All right.
Wonderful. And I just pray, Father God, just thank you so much for this opportunity today. And for those that are listening and struggling, don't let shame... Don't let your comfort of life shackle you.
Mm-hmm.
There is forgiveness and there is wholeness.
Yes.
It's possible. And we know that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our righteousness. And we also know that the truth will set you free. So I just pray for everybody that's listening, get into the word. And this is really a call. I just feel this on my heart for all listeners. We get so distracted and we get so pulled away. But let's commit our lives and our time to the Word, and the Word is Jesus. And with Jesus, he will set you free. He will open your eyes. Bonds will be broken. Relationships will be restored.
Mm.
Healing will occur. It's all there. He said that, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, I'm just so grateful for these listeners. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful that you rescued me. I'm grateful that you were patient with me, Father. I just praise you and I thank you. And Father God, just bless the audience that's listening today. Lord, just help them, guide them, draw them. Help them be a light, because that's what it's about. Be a light in this world. Be the truth of this world.
Mm.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
Amen. So grateful to have you. Thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for sharing your story. That was beautiful and glorifying to God. That's all there is to it.
That's what it should be.
It's really encouraged a whole lot of people.
That's what we all should be. I hope that all of you, just your work, your life, may it be to the glory of God.
Mm. Well, there's only love in the heart of God. And we learn that now here on 102.3 Proclaim FM, uplifting and family friendly.
I know you're hurting. I can see it in your eyes. So pull back the curtain and take off your disguise. Whoever told you you ain't worth the fight, the cross tells a story, how to change your mind. 'Cause there's